right. So you excited to talk about traveling today?
Yes, I am excited to talk about traveling. Long-distance health disasters. Because I do travel a lot. It's kind of like my hobby. When I got a couple of bucks to throw around, yeah. It's okay. Now, we hear the bed bugs are making a comeback. In America?
Oh, yeah. I definitely know a couple people here in New York City who've had that problem. And it's really random that you could get them in a subway or sitting at a bench. Like, I just hear that you don't want to touch anything. It's kind of scary. But if you're going to look, not just for your apartment, but if you're looking for a hotel and you want to avoid bed bugs, it's not necessarily the four-star hotels that are going to save you from them. You want to look up on TripAdvisor, Hotel Scoop, or Travel Post to see what consumers, people who've recently been there and reviewed and said about the hotel and staying there.
They went away for a while, but now there's like a new super bed bug and people are carrying it around.
Yeah, I know. I've heard some crazy rumors and stats about that, which I am not going to say because I can't confirm them. But yeah, they're definitely around.
Well, you know, one thing that's not a rumor, that lice outbreak at the Fox News studio there down by you.
I didn't hear about that.
Down the road from you. Yeah, this was a couple of months ago. The Fox News studio had a massive outbreak of lice.
Oh, my God. I'm going to have to Google
lice.
That. And avoid walking down that street.
Yeah, if Bill O'Reilly invites you over, just say no.
No, thanks.
Just say no. Now, what should we know about travel first aid kits, especially if we're bringing kids along on the vacation?
Well, you definitely want to have a first aid kit with you, period. And in it, it should have a thermometer, bandages, antibiotic ointment, like all the typical things that you would find in a first aid kit. But most importantly, you want to make sure you have an ample supply of your meds, whatever you're taking on a regular basis, and just have copies of all your prescriptions with you just in case you don't know if you're going to run out and you need to get a new prescription while you're there. And have the generic names of the brands as well with you, because they could be called something different in another country. So you just want to know, cover all your bases and make sure you have every name in the book for whatever you're taking so you could communicate that to the local doctor.
What about seasickness? A lot of people going on cruises and sailboats and stuff this summer.
Yes. Seasickness, it's definitely a concern for a lot of people on cruises, and that's very popular because it's still really affordable to go on a cruise nowadays. So you could talk to your doctor about getting a prescription of scopolamine, and that supposedly helps prevent and treat seasickness. But if you don't have time to get a prescription or you'd rather not, ginger is the classic, you know, go-to nausea relief medication. You could just take a glass of ginger ale even, and that's a great quick fix. I always have a glass with me, even on the plane when I'm flying. And I know it's not normal to get seasickness on a plane, but just to settle an upset stomach, it's always a good way to go.
Well, Christina Goyanez, all excellent tips for avoiding long-distance health disasters this summer. Women's Health Magazine, the new issue comes out when?
It is out on newsstands and end of August, I believe, because we have a double issue. So you'll see our September issue at the end of August. But for more great tips, you could go to womenshealthmag.com. Go now.
Excellent advice. Great. Thank you, Christina. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks for having me.
Bye-bye. Bye.